Naman Davids, 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 Naman Davids. I'll begin this morning by reading a passage from the Shoshinge. This is one of the central writings of Shinran Shonin, and this really captures the spirit of the Nembutsu teaching in a very short collection of verses. So I'd like to this time read from the Shoshinge. I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho o negai shimasu.
Nōhotsu ichinen kiai shin fudan bon no tokunehan. Bonjo gyakuho sai e nyu. Nyōshu shinyui kai ichimi. When one thought moment arises, one thought moment of joy arises, nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all alike turn and enter Shinjin, they are like waters that, on entering the ocean, become one in taste with it.
Namo. Morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Thank you for joining us this morning for our April Shotsuki Hoyo Memorial, in which we remember the lives of those loved ones who, having passed over to the other shore in the month of April, now dwell in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, from which they come to guide us in our daily lives. 皆さん, ようこそ 4月 の 正月法要 のご参拝でございます。正月法要というのは、4月にお浄土に往生された方々を偲ぶ法要ですね。The month of April is the month in which we observe the birth of Shakyamuni Buddha. Next week we'll have our Hanamatsuri service. This week we're observing our Shotsuki Hoyo service, recalling those who, having been born into this world, now parted from this world, dwelling in the world of Amida Buddha, but still returning to be part of us. And so this month, as we reflect and celebrate the birth of the Buddha, we also remember the passing of these loved ones. In the Buddha's teaching, we're taught that birth and death, well, we normally think of them as two diametrically opposed opposites, are really one condition of our lives. In Buddhism, the word birth and death, shōji, refers to the conditions, the experience of our daily lives, moment to moment in this world. 仏教というのは、生死という言葉ありますね。生まれると死ぬ、生死。で、これは二つの漢字に分けてあって、全然違うものじゃなくて、私たちの人生の二面ですね。生あるものは必ず死に至る。Everything that receives birth in this world one day comes to pass. Likewise, the Buddha teaches us that with the end of this life comes another birth. そして、この命が終えたらまた生まれることがありますね。In our tradition, those who live in the Nembutsu receive birth into this world of Amida Buddha's enlightenment. The world where we are freed from all suffering, where we realize perfect awakening through the power of the Buddha's great compassion.
お念仏をいただく者は、この命を終えたら、速やかに阿弥陀如来のお浄土に往生するということができますね。
The Buddha describes this experience, this life of constant death and rebirth, as one characterized by difficulty and disappointment.
で、仏様の御教えというのは、この生まれること、死ぬこと、この生死の
世界は苦しみが原因とあると説かれますね。
Oftentimes we hear the Buddhist teaching expressed as the first noble truth, life is suffering. That's a bit of an oversimplification. The Buddha teaches that while we surely experience moments of joy and happiness, that we also will inevitably experience difficulty and disappointment.
まあ、楽しいことは確かにあるですね。仏様はそれも認めるんですけど、この悲しいこと、がっかりすること、必ずあるんですね。
So in expressing this life of joy, happiness, disappointment, and frustration, the Buddha identifies eight kinds of difficulties that we face.
まあ、仏様は8つの、まあ、苦しみ、8つの難しいところがあるんですね。
First, birth, 生まれること。Then, aging, 老けること、年を取ること。Next, illness, 病気になること。Then, death, 死のこと。These four describe the difficulties we face with our bodies.
この肉体的な難しいことはこの4つですね。
The Buddha also describes eight types of suffering that we experience in our hearts and minds.
そして精神的な苦しみは8つあるんですね。
Separation from the things and people we love.
愛するものと離れることですね。
Contact with things and people we dislike.
嫌いものと一緒になること。
Being unable to acquire what we wish.
欲しいものが手に入らない。
And finally, the suffering that comes from being attached to that which is constantly changing in our lives. These five elements the Buddha describes that make up our consciousness, always changing, and we hold to them, and that causes difficulty.
常に移り変わるものに執着するのが一つの苦しみだと仏様が言うんですね。
I think among these eight, the one that we experience most consistently throughout our lives is aging.
して、まあ、こういう年を取る、老けることは、ずっと経験するということですね。
And as we think about those loved ones who have passed over, many of them we may reflect on their own experience of aging and how we cared for them in their elder years. But perhaps we may also reflect upon the ways in which they cared for us as we ourselves aged.
で、今日忍ぶ方々は年を取るとともに私たちがケアも次々ともっと加えることがあったということですね。しかしそういう方々も私たちが大きくなるとたびにお世話になってたこともありましたね。
I think back on my own life and my own childhood, and I have deepened appreciation for my own parents and grandparents and the ways in which they cared for me as I experienced the difficulties of aging. Many of you are thinking, Sensei, you're not even 40 years old. What do you know about aging? But I think for many of us, the changes that we experience, childhood, adolescence, and so forth, can be difficult as well.
でまあ、先生たったもう 40歳もなってない先生は、まあ、年を取ること何が分かるかと思ってるかもしれませんけど、でもこういう大きくなるとたびにちょっと残念、がっかりするとか苦しむことあるんですね。
I think teenagers suffer a lot.
まあ、こういう中年の人たちも苦しむということですね。
And teenagers bring suffering to their families.
で、中二とは家族を苦しませることありますね。
I remember one episode in particular from my own adolescence when I received a gift from my grandmother.
私がおばあちゃんに贈り物、クリスマスプレゼントをもらったことですね。
My grandmother very kindly had purchased a shirt for me.
おばあちゃんが一つのシャツを買ってくれたんですね。 Now, like many teenagers, I was particular about my clothing. まあ、中年の人たちは私の洋服にこだわりがあったんですね。かっこいいものとか、かっこよくないものとか、こだわりあったんですね。Wanted to look cool, right? I didn't want to be made fun of for wearing something that wasn't cool. まあ、かっこいいものを着たい。ダサいものを着て、笑われるのは嫌だとか、そういう心があった私でしたね。
So I remember when my grandmother gave me the shirt, I opened it up, and I'm sure the disappointment on my face was visible.
私のがっかりした顔は多分分かったと思いますね。
Said, oh, it's okay, thanks.
して全然心を込めてない、ありがとうと言ってしまいましたね。
So then I sort of went into the other room, and I went into the other room and I sort of sat down and I turned around and my mother was right there in front of me.
そして違う部屋に行って、向きを変えたら母がそのままで。
And I've never seen my mother look so angry.
まあ、本当に母がそんなに怒ることは見たこともなかったですね。
And she told me, it's like, your grandmother doesn't have a lot of money. And she picked this out for you. She did this as a kindness to you.
あなたのおばあちゃんがそんなにたくさんのお金があるわけでもないよと言われて、それはお母さんがあなたのためにこれを買ってあげたんですね。
She said, what kind of spoiled brat are you?What has become of my son?
こんな息子、私の可愛がった息子はどこにいたかということですね。
The separation from things we love.、
ね、そういう愛してたものが、ね、離れてたんですね。その可愛い何でももらったとこ喜んでた息子はどこにいたか、ね。
That child who was happy to receive any gift. Think about my kids. They're still at that age when I give them something.No matter what it is, they're still happy about it.
ね、うちの今の私の子供はまだ小さいから、とりあえずプレゼントをもらうことだけで嬉しいですね。
And somewhere along the line, that innocence gets lost.
まあどこか途中でそういう純粋な心が、清らかな心がなくなるんですね。
That too is a sadness.
それも悲しいことですね。
The sadness for those who experience it,It's a sadness for those who observe it.
それを見ることと、それを経験する人はともに悲しいですね。悲しいですね。
In that way, that sadness, that difficulty is experienced by both the parent and the child. It can be a friend, it can be a grandparent, it can be any sort of connection.
そしてそれは二人が同じ苦しみを経験することあるんですね。
This word, 生死, birth and death, in the Sanskrit language, which is the basis for the teachings of the Buddha coming from India, is samsara.
生死という言葉は、サンスクリット語のサムサラと言うんですね。
The word samsara, in one sense, means wandering about.
Samsara というのは迷いとよく訳されるんですけど。
However, the original meaning of this word is to flow together.
このサムサラという言葉の本来の意義は一緒に流れていくということですね。
In this passage I read at the start of my talk,
親鸞聖人 describes how those who enter the compassion of Amida Buddha come to flow together and enter this great ocean of the Buddha's wisdom, becoming of one taste. そしてこの苦しみの中に仏様の御教えを聞いて念仏流れを入ったら共にこの大慈悲の海に入れることがあって一つの味となるということですね。
We may, at that moment when my mother was yelling at me, back then, 20 some years ago, more than 20 some years ago, at that moment,It was a different experience for us. For her, feeling of anger. For me, a feeling of shame.
その母がその怒った瞬間は、私は恥ずかしい気持ち。母は怒りの気持ちですね。
But it was that same experience of love. That love was at the center. Mother's love for her child, wanting him to see
what is true and real. 母が本当のものを見せたい。母の心。ね、feeling of shame, recognizing, oh, look at me. That clarity, that clear vision of myself and seeing what I had done. そして自分の本当の姿を見せて、恥ずかしい、恥ずかしいと思って。Well, at the time I didn't say, thanks, Mom. Reflecting on it now, I feel deep gratitude for her courage to show that anger. で、まあその時はありがとうと言うことはなかった。黙っておいたんですけど、今考えてみたら、そういう本当にありがたい母ですねと私が思いました。This is the light of the Buddha's wisdom shining into us. I think each of you can reflect upon the loved one you remember here today or the loved ones you remember here today and think about an occasion on which they showed that light into your life and gave you a clear understanding of yourself and how you were living in that moment. 皆様が今日偲ぶ方々がその光を照らしている思い出があると思います。And as we receive that light,We receive it in gratitude. And we express that feeling of gratitude in the words, Namo Amida Butsu.
その光をいただくときは、お念仏の Namo Amida Butsu で、その感謝の心が表します。
And those moments that we think about from the past have transformed us and made us the people we are today.
その格好にあった経験は、今、ここに住んでる私たちを、それによって成り立ってるんですね。
And in that way, we find that we are flowing together into this great ocean of the Buddha's boundless wisdom and compassion.
そしてそのおかげで、私たちが仏様の大慈悲の海に流れていくということですね。
Whereupon entering that ocean, we become one in taste with those loved ones.That one flavor of wisdom and compassion.
してその大海に入って一つの知恵と慈悲の味となるということですね。
In conclusion, let us once again hear these words of 親鸞聖人。
して最後この親鸞聖人のお言葉をいただいて終わらせていただきます。
When one thought moment of joy arises, nirvana is attained without severing blind passions. When ignorant and wise, even grave offenders and slanderers of the Dharma, all alike turn and enter Shinjin, they are like waters that, on entering the ocean,Become one in taste with it.
しんを起こして阿弥陀仏の救いを喜ぶ人は自らの煩悩を断ち切らないまま浄土で悟りを得ることができる。凡夫も少女も五逆の者も方々の者もみんな本願会に入ればどの川の水も海に入ると一つの味になるように等しく救われると。
南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏南無阿弥陀仏